Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dr. Georges Gemayel, CEO of Altus Pharmaceuticals. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is ALTU. And Altus Pharmaceuticals is a biopharmaceutical company which is focused on the development and commercialization of oral injectable protein therapeutics. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Gemayel.
Thank you very much, Juan.
Okay, man. Great. Anytime. And I'll start off by giving us a brief overview of Altus.
Altus is a biopharmaceutical company. We are located in Waltham, Massachusetts. We have about 40 people working in the company. We concentrate mainly on developing proteins for human use. Our lead program is a weekly growth hormone, which will be given to children and to adults to replace the daily growth hormone injections that the patients have to take today.
Great. And so, yeah, start off, talk to us about the phase 2 trial for ALTU-238 for pediatric growth hormone deficiency.
Sure. Our program has completed already several clinical studies. We have completed one phase 2 clinical study in adults. So we have given our weekly growth hormone already to above 100 persons. We have just started a phase 2 in pediatrics, where we are looking to see how much the children will grow over a period of 6 months. So it's called a height velocity study, where we will be following patients, 36 patients, over a 6 month period in order to determine the height they will gain on our therapy. And this study is being conducted completely in the United States in 18 centers.
Great. And talk about some of the market trends and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Sure. The market of growth hormone is very interesting. The global market is about $3 billion. The U.S. market was about $1.3, $1.4 billion the most recent year. It is split between a pediatric market, which makes about 75%, of the total market in terms of dollars, and the adults, which make about 25% of the market in terms of dollars. These two markets have been growing very nicely. The adult market has been growing much quicker than the pediatric market, and there is still a lot of growth in the market because several countries have really not been using these products as much as there is a need in their population. So the markets are very interesting. What's very interesting as well is that all the compounds that are being marketed today, and there are several across the globe, we have seven in the United States, are all daily injections of growth hormones. These products work very well. They are very effective and, in general, very safe. And they have really been serving the patient very well. However, they have to be given daily, as I've said. And when children have to be injected daily over, 5 or 6 years period, or adults for more years than that, it becomes a little bit cumbersome to be injecting these patients on a daily basis. And therefore, a weekly injection should be an ideal solution to be able to improve the compliance of these patients and reduce the inconvenience.
Sure, sounds like it. And so what differentiates the company from other players in your sector? Is it the therapy or is it something else?
It's really the technology that we rely upon. Our company knows how to crystallize proteins. Crystallizing proteins is something that protein crystallographers have been doing for many, many years. And in order to crystallize proteins, usually they can take weeks to months to get one single crystal they could use in their studies. No one knows really how to crystallize proteins very quickly on an industrial scale. And this is the technology that Altus bring. We can crystallize proteins on an industrial scale, multi-kilo scale, and we can do that very, very quickly. And when you crystallize the protein, you are basically taking native growth hormone, in this case, and making it in crystals. And you don't need to, you know, link it or bind it with any other compounds to make it a long-acting drug. So a lot of the compounds which are being studied today as an extended-release forms of growth hormone have what we call covalent binds. So they are linked with other compounds in order to make their profile be long-lasting. While our product basically is pure growth hormone in a crystal, and it is coated in a non-covalent way with polyarginine. So this is basically the major difference between our product and the other products being studied for the same indication.
Great. Thanks for the background info, and without getting too technical. And walk us through your background and experience, Dr. Jemayel, as well as that of some of the key management team at Altus.
So we have a small management team, very experienced. I'm personally started at Altus a year ago, beginning of June 2008, and I came out of Genzyme, where I spent 5 years as executive vice president of therapeutics, where I was in charge of the therapeutics portfolio, the renal portfolio, the biosurgery portfolio of Genzyme. Before that, I had 17 years of Hoffmann-La Roche. My last job was head of specialty care, so oncology, dermatology, virology, transplantation at Hoffmann-La Roche. And before that, I was general manager of Roche in Portugal. Our VP of clinical is Dr. Ken Atty, and he comes to Altus. He joined about a year and a half ago. He has 20 years experience in growth hormone. He worked 12 years at Genentech. He works as well where he filed many NDAs. He worked at Insmed where he was chief medical officer, and he has filed an NDA for them, and he has consulted on many growth hormone products which are currently in the market or were in development. Our head of manufacturing is Dr. Jill Porter, and she comes as well from a 15-year industry experience where she was developing and scaling up proteins at Hoffmann-La Roche. And our VP of finance and accounting is Tom Fair. And Tom has been in the industry for a very long time. Last positions were at Arcul, and before he was in consulting firms, and he has been with the company for 3 years. So a very small, efficient, and know what you do management team in the company.
Great. And what specific goals or milestones has the management team set for the company over the course of the next year?
So the most important thing for us for this year is to complete the clinical study and get the data, the 6 months data, within 12 months. So we are hoping that by the end of Q2 2010, we will have data from the ongoing clinical study, 6 months height velocity data. And at the same time, we are working on other compounds earlier in the portfolio to be able to bring them to market. And we have to complete as well a financing to the company during this time.
And in terms of growth, will you continue to grow the company organically, look for M&A activities, or is it a combination of both?
At this stage, really, we are mainly focusing on developing our compound. We are not in a financial situation that allows us to be looking at M&As at this time.
Sure. And once again, joining us today is Dr. Georges Jemayel, CEO of Altus Pharmaceuticals, which trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is ALTU, currently trading at 56 cents a share. And before we conclude, Dr. Jemayel, do you believe right now that investors understand the general direction of the company?
I think that we have changed direction in the company beginning of this year, so we have restructured the company end of March, so we have been 2 months really in our restructuring. and in the new direction of the company. And I think that probably it will take us a little bit of time to be able to get the message out completely, but we're working on that. And definitely, opportunities like the one you've given us today is very important for that. So thank you to the Wall Street Journal for that.
Well, I'm glad we were able to assist you in getting the message out to investors. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks.